Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
We as a department, we take this serious or this matter very serious. Remember, by law, any person who's supposedly to direct traffic should be a peace officer or a traffic officer or a metal police officer. Basically, we are saying the person that should be directing traffic is the one who is lawfully to do so. Those people that I've just mentioned now, and by Road Traffic Act, it stipulates that they should be doing that while wearing uniform and officially on duty to do so. So we as the city, now what we're doing, we are internally in the city consulting our legal department, engaging the other law enforcement agencies, for instance, your SAPS and the Justice Department. The reason we're engaging them is that the SAPS, we are checking the possibility, or in our legal department, we are checking the possibility of arresting these people for one reason or two. The first one, it could be they are posing as metropolis or traffic or police officers. And two, they are a risk or a source of danger to them, not only to themselves, but to the motorists out there. And you'll understand by Road Traffic Act, it says any person that is at risk or is posing a source of danger can be removed in this intersection and be charged. So the reason, again, we are consulting with other role players, for instance, your SAPS, we are checking with them the chances that, you know, they are false, if they might be able to accommodate such people. And in court, we are just checking the legalities of all these things that I've just stipulated now. And if they agree with us, we will definitely arrest them.
But these vagrants are present at traffic lights across the country, especially during load shedding. If a motorist does come into an encounter with these personnel, how should they react?
We are thinking that the motorists are to be blamed, you know, in creating this particular problem, because of one, they are giving these beggars money when they are doing that. And definitely, if you give them money, they'll come back. And you are not supposed to take instructions from the civilian when they instruct you to stop or to drive over that particular intersection. So if they can do these two things, they will allow us, or they will help us, you know, to capture this problem. But again, the most important thing, they should refrain doing this or giving these people money, because of these people, they are doing that for one purpose, just to get money.
So how would you encourage other municipalities to adopt a similar approach here, considering the fact that motorists could face an insurance dispute if an accident does occur?
Definitely. Again, as a city, we are saying we are going to distance, or we are distancing ourselves from any accident that might happen due to these beggars controlling traffic. So we are not going to take any liability. We are not going to take any responsibility for that. The motorists, they should see themselves. It's not for the first time we are encountering such a problem. In the townships, we had one or two funeral undertaker who hired like private motorbikes. When they are, you know, going to the gravesite, these motorbikes, they could literally stop the motorists. So we called in the owners, we engaged them, and we told them that they should stop with such behavior. And indeed, it stopped, because of they were doing the same thing, like stopping the motorist without wearing uniform on their jeans. And by law, it's not allowed to do that. So that practice, it stopped.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.